The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Super Bowl Monday. Look at this national panel. I love this moment. They're not sure how many mutes, how many points they're going to get for their picks. A stunning game. But while it was happening, kind of an obvious result. How Tampa pulled this off and how a goat got over on a honey badger. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. It's those pointy horns.
Honey tried to badger Tom Brady. Backfired.
First, their picks, Clinton Yates and Jackie McMullen. You both had the Buccaneers. Clinton, you almost got the score right. You had Gronk, Jackie. You had muscle memory. I like what I'm seeing here. We'll give you some points right now. And then there's Frank Isola. You had said Harrison Butker would be involved, which you were right. That's all Kansas City had. Israel Gutierrez, you were wrong. Very, very wrong. And this is how we start. The first word. You guys can go any number of ways. How this all played out, it only ends with two results. Brady and blowout. Again, it was stunning when it's playing out, but also very apparent. So, Clinton Yates, I'm going to start with you. How did all this happen?
The Chiefs in this football game on the road, which it was, got both out-schemed and outperformed. I'd mentioned on Friday the X-Factor thing with Rob Gronkowski. The reason why that was important is because it wasn't just the touchdowns. He was pacing that offense in a way that the Chiefs, I think, couldn't keep up with. The other factor that we mentioned in terms of which defense could be taken was the secondary of the Bucs. People talk about the line situation and all that. I thought a large part of this in terms of how they were able to lock them down was the fact that wasn't nobody open. Mahomes is out there scrambling around trying to figure things out. You're not just going to take chances. And he is a guy that takes chances, even though he was hitting dudes in the face mask. They got out-schemed and they got out-performed. Travis Kelce didn't play well. The receivers didn't play well. And they lost that game by not scoring no touchdowns.
All right, Jackie McMullen, how did this happen?
To me, it all started at the line of scrimmage, and I'm talking about both lines of scrimmage. When you look at that defensive front of the Bucs, you could just see how dominant they were. They wobbled about, but there's not enough talk to me about the protection that Tom Brady got. We talked about Mahomes having to scramble 30 yards backwards. He got sacked three times. It should have been more. It's a credit to Mahomes. It wasn't. Brady was sacked one time in this football game. He got protection all night long, and it showed. He was able to hit who he wanted to hit and win this game because of it.
All right, look at these scores right now. 31 and -9 over here. What are we talking about? I think we already know who's in showdown, but go ahead, Frank Isola. This game you did not pick correctly. How did it happen?
Well, I'm happy I'm wrong because I wanted the Buccaneers to
win. Oh, isn't that convenient for you now? Hedging your bet here.
Both Tom Brady and Todd Bowles had career-defining Super Bowls on Sunday, absolutely. And I think that defense of Tampa Bay, and I'll tell you what, Tom Brady's the star. The quarterbacks are always going to be the big stars. But how about the performance of Devin White? He has been outstanding all playoff long. He's an absolute menace. Reminds me a little bit of the late, great Sam Mills, kind of undersized, but he was dominant. And the fact that Mahomes was scrambling for his life, let's remember, this is an offense that tears everybody apart the last three seasons. They had 3 field goals, 0 touchdowns.
And Israel Gutierrez, how did this happen?
Well, down here in Miami, everybody loves when Frank is wrong, too, so we're happy as well. I do think that it was basically a factor of the Chiefs' weakening offensive line and what seemed like a strengthening defensive line for the Tampa Bay Bucs as the season, as the postseason went along. But you have to look at the big picture overall as well, right? Because why was Tom Brady able to have so much time? A, it was his protection. B, it was because they were able to run the ball with Leonard Fournette early on and run the play action. He got his touchdowns off of play action passes. And it adds to sort of how impressive it is for Tom Brady in a time where immobile quarterbacks seem to be going extinct. He's just like, no, we can absolutely perfect this game. Protect me. We will win. And he's had so many instances where that has been the case that I would, you know, I'd buy it too, and I would play for him anytime. Mm-hmm.
Frank Isola, you want back in? Go ahead, please.
My thing about Patrick Mahomes, this guy had, you know, he made some incredible plays, and, you know, the ball hit his receivers in the face mask. But, Tony, at the end of that half, two huge penalties to me really swung the game. On the one where Tampa Bay took points off the board because it was an offside, so instead of 10-3, it's now 14-3. And at the end of the first half, I thought that one call on Honey Badger was a little harsh, but make no mistake about it, the final minute of that first half changed the entire game to make it 21.
Is anybody with Frank there? The refereeing kind of tipped this game. Clinton Yates, you?
This is more of a situation where those rules are just what we don't like, as much as the actual officiating is what it comes down to. A lot of that ticky-sack stuff is how you're supposed to call it. I'm not a big fan of that being the actual way the game is played personally, but it made sense in that
scenario. Jackie Mack, refereeing tipped this game?
No, this game was over. This game was too one-sided to say that the referees had anything to do with it. No, can't go along.
You said it yourself, Frank. They had zero touchdowns. And then you go and tell me the referee. No, they had zero touchdowns. They had zero touchdowns. There is that photo of Pat Mahomes, though, parallel to the ground. It's like Bobby Orr style.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, this is unbelievable. And he threw this ball 30 yards, hit it at Darrell Williams in the face mask, and they got nothing for it. And that's the story of the game. But here's a stat. He ran for 497 yards yesterday. 497 yards running for his life. That's what it was at the end of the day. So how much of what happened to Kansas City is on Mahomes, Israel? And knowing the state of their offensive line, which you thought was the biggest point of this game, could there have been any adjustments they could have made?
Yes to the second answer. I do think there was adjustments they could have made. I don't think any of it is on Patrick Mahomes. I think he did what he could with what he had. And it's often impossible to try to create when that pressure's coming straight up the middle. I do think that they didn't utilize enough of the short passing game, especially with Tyreek Hill. It seemed like whenever they tried to show us the safety in the corners, bracketing Hill and Kelsey, there was space there to be had, but they were also going way down the field and they were taking a long time to develop those plays. Obviously, you get the running play, the running game no longer being a factor once Tampa Bay takes a big lead, and all of a sudden it just makes rushing Patrick Mahomes that much easier.
Frank Isola?
Well, let's remember, Tampa Bay has a terrific defense. Unlike, you know, these playoff debutants, Cleveland and Buffalo, they stepped up in competition yesterday. And here's the thing about Mahomes, all right? There was a time where everyone wanted to put him already in Canton. The guy, it looks like we're watching something special. But I think with the foot injury, number one, the pressure that he was getting, look at his performance on third down. He wasn't converting on third down, and they scored 9 points. In a league where everybody scores, they didn't score any touchdowns. Let's be fair.
Here we go. Frank's talking about guys who are putting him in Canton. I mean, you did pick Patrick Mahomes to win this game and beat the greatest of all time, Tom Brady, Frank. Clinton, you were making a face when Frank was saying that. What's going on?
Yeah, they scored 9 points. Let's just go back to the highlights before. The dudes get hit in the face mask twice. We're in the end zone. If they catch the ball, you got more than 9 points. But overall, I mean, look, 92% of the dropbacks that KC had, they only had five-man protection. And so you look at that compared to the fact that over the last 8 games for the Bucs, Tom Brady got touched a total of 14 times. This dude was running for his life, okay? I'm not blaming Pat Mahomes because Travis Kelce and his weapons aren't weaponing. That is not fair to him. And we got one of the most iconic pictures we've seen all year in sports. Come on, Frank. You're better than that.
Jackie, how much of this is everywhere? Okay, go ahead, Frank. Please, go ahead. This is fair.
No, I'm going to say, everybody wanted to make him an immortal player. To me, he's human, number one. Number two, you can't say that he had a great game in a Super Bowl where his team scored 9 points. Was he unlucky a couple of times? Absolutely. It's still 9 points, guys. Come on.
Jackie, please.
Yeah. No one's saying he had a great game, Jack. Frank. What we're saying is we're not laying this loss at the feet of Pat Mahomes. I have to be honest. I think I have more respect for him now after this game than I did even before this game started. The game ended. He gave credit where it was due. He could have used his toe as his excuse. He said no. The week before, I played great on that same toe. Why would I do that? He was gracious in defeat. When his teammates were all melting down on the sidelines when things were going wrong, he was calm, as he always is, and he played right up until the final whistle. You saw that throw, that 30-yard throw. That was at the end of the game. He never packed it in. I'll tell you what, I look at greatness not for when players win, but how they handle themselves when they lose. I love the way he handled himself, and he'll be back.
There were a couple of storylines we talked the entire week going in. You guys remember this. We talked about the offensive line. We knew, Kansas City knew this was going to be an issue. And then we talked about historically how defenses have handled some of the best offenses of all time in their Super Bowl. I mean, there's an easy comp here, and it's Peyton Manning having the greatest quarterback season anyone had ever had at that moment, getting swallowed up by Seattle. That was what this game had, you know, was really harkening back to in a lot of ways. But we have talked to Mahomes. we have to talk about Brady. And this is the greatest athlete of all time conversation again. And I mean, everyone wants to have it every time he wins. I don't know how you compare team sports to non-team sports, but that's your problem now, guys. What seven gave him that six hadn't, Jackie? What are we talking about here with Brady today?
Okay, we'll say it again because it bears repeating. He has won seven championships, which is one more than any NFL franchise in its history. Along the way, he beat Breeze, he beat Rodgers, he beat Mahomes. Before this game started, I didn't care what happened. I thought he was the greatest of all time. I guess he's now the greatester of all time. I don't even know what to say about it. He didn't need to do anything in this game, and yet the legend grows. And here's the best thing about it. The touchdowns. Gronk, two touchdowns. Who brought him in? Brady. Leonard Fournette, touchdown. Who convinced him to come? Brady. Antonio Brown, touchdown. All those points, who brought him in? Brady. He creates a winning culture around him, brings these guys in and says, trust me, I'm going to take you guys all the way. And then he does it.
Right, guys, solo.
And I'm not going to compare team sports, individual sports, golfers, tennis players. They have four majors a year. Tom Brady's playing one Super Bowl a year, so it's unfair to compare them. I think what's comparable is someone like LeBron James, because to Jackie's point, great player, still loves the competition at this age, and he's a great general manager. He knows exactly what he needs around him. If you heard Shaq Barrett, Leonard Fournette after the game, talk about the standard that Tom Brady raises when he's in the locker room, very similar to LeBron at this stage of your career. How you can root against guys like this at this age, still loving the competition and winning, I don't understand.
How you could pick against guys at this age. I mean, that's an interesting point you bring up there, Frank. Israel Gutierrez?
He gives us so many chances to pick against him. So there's two things that made this one different, I thought. One was the fact that, again, we go more and more toward a NFL where mobility at the quarterback position is absolutely critical, and he does that this year without being a mobile quarterback. But secondly, that he moved from one team to the other. And there were a lot of people that were skeptical. There were a lot of people that wondered if he can bring that aura with him, if he could bring that knowledge and carry it over to other people. And you saw, as Frank mentioned, in some of the reactions from these players, not only throughout the season, but specifically after the Super Bowl, they love and respect Tom Brady. It was like bringing in another head coach, and you can bring all that together and win a Super Bowl. Heck, he can go to a different team next year and do it. I fully believe that.
Glenn Yates.
As long as Serena Jamaica Williams is walking this earth, the GOAT discussion in my household is moot. However, that being said, people always use the term system quarterback as if it's some sort of pejorative. Listen, Tom Brady is the best system quarterback of all time because he runs the daggone systems to perfection and wins Super Bowls. You know how I know? Because he was busy breaking into somebody's house earlier this year because he wanted to hang out with his coordinator to make that thing work. And after the game, when they're showing everybody popping bottles in the daggone locker room and he's just sitting over there packing his bags like a kid going home from summer camp. I was like, man, this is just another day at the office for the GOAT. You couldn't pick against him at home. It's pretty obvious.
Jackie, you yelled at Wayne Gretzky's name because if you're going to compare team sports, you have to start with Bill Russell. I mean, I'm not going to put words
Bill
in your mouth.
Bill Russell.
And Jackie.
DJ. I mean, there's a lot of
one correction for you. You said he went through Breeze, Rodgers, and then Mahomes. He forgot Taylor Henry. That's how it started.
Feel free to mute.
No. Brady, the MVP of the game. Clinton, I know you wanted Gronk because you predicted it. Didn't get it. Anybody else, though? Anyone going to say Todd Bowles? Yeah. Byron Leftwich?
How about that whole defense?
We're going to talk about that Buccaneers coaching staff.
Now you're
and some premeditated taunts in by ourselves in 2 minutes.
Down to FPL.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, It's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
In the Week 12 matchup, where Tyreek Hill had 269 yards and 3 touchdowns, he gave deuces to the Bucs secondary, and Antoine Winfield Jr. specifically. That's what Winfield gave back to Hill at the end of the game. You saw a flag for that. And then Tom Brady and Tyrann Mathieu, not sure we ever got the full real-time run of how all this went. Who was the starter? Who was the retaliator? Mathieu's tweets after the game were taken down pretty quickly, but he said Brady called him something he won't repeat. And we're getting reporting that Brady did text an apology to Mathieu. Israel Gutierrez, how do you read all this?
Well, I'm telling anybody who'd be shocked by Tom Brady saying anything in the heat of the moment, given that to be that great and to put in that much work, you have to be a ridiculous competitor, and clearly things have gotten into his head at that moment, and supposedly he apologized for it. As for the Winfield thing, look, it takes weeks and weeks and weeks to pass for you to get over that. He still didn't get over it and presented it so well on the field. That's a 10. That's a 10. I don't care how petty it was. He did very well there, Winfield.
Here's 10 for you. Frank Isola?
I thought the Winfield one was a little petty. The one thing about Tom Brady and all these players, there's so much trash talking going over the course of a game. So I don't know, the heat of the moment. My guy Devin White is talking after every single play. That seems to be kind of par for the course in the NFL.
Jackie Mack, hearing that it was enough for Brady to feel he needed to apologize over text?
Well, I think that's because, again, we get back to the graciousness of the game. And I think once he calmed down, he probably thought, you know what? That's not what I want. That's not the example I want to be. I got to just turn this around and apologize. I have no idea what he said, but it doesn't shock me that he texted that apology at all.
It's hard because there's so many images. One looks like he's going at Mathieu. Another looks like Mathieu's going at him. It could be even there. Clinton Yates, your read on all of it?
I gotta tell you, as somebody that has personally never rooted for a Tom Brady team, this was my favorite Tom Brady moment of his career, not knowing what was said. He got in Honey Badger's face, went after him on the field as well, targeted him with the throws, and won the game. Ha! What else you want from this guy? It was pretty amazing to me.
We'll move on. Buy or sell two of the Buccaneers coaching staff. Bruce Arians put together the most diverse, eclectic staff the NFL had ever seen. Lori Locust, Maral Javadafar became the first women to win Super Bowls in staff and coaching capacity. Todd Bowles, Byron Leftwich pitched perfect games. Bowles got MVP love. Leftwich said yesterday he hopes the win opens some eyes to him. He took zero interviews this head coaching cycle. Clinton, buy or sell that, and overall what Arians and this Buccaneer staff did.
I'll buy it, but I'll say this. Byron Leftwich is from Washington, D.C. He went to H.D. Woodson High School. I'm from D.C. We're around the same age. What he also said at that presser is, how do I know how this feels? I didn't even expect to make 30 years old. And he talked about his 10-year-old son being there to celebrate it with him. We can't sit around and wait for these folks in NFL ownership rooms to do right by us. I'm happy for Byron for being able to get this done and get his recognition right now.
Israel Gutierrez?
Yeah, you can't show that photo of that coaching staff enough, by the way. That's a great photo with great diversity there. No, I'm not ready to give the benefit of the doubt that the NFL is willing to hire Byron Leftwich. I'm not willing to say, give them the benefit of the doubt that they're changed their viewpoint on these things. And I don't think this is something that's tied together. But if you look at the reporter who was talking to Byron Leftwich and thought he was speaking to Todd Bowles, I don't know if Byron Leftwich has been in front of the camera enough for NFL team to actually pay attention, pay close enough attention to him. I thought that was a terrible mistake, and he played it off as especially well.
Frank Isola.
I think Byron Leftwich will eventually get a chance. He's a young guy. Remember, too, Jameis Winston last year, 33 touchdowns, 30 interceptions. So let's just keep that in mind. I think Todd Bowles certainly deserves another chance. I didn't like the fact that the Jets got rid of him. You know what happens for a lot of these coaches as they get older? They get smarter. Todd Bowles is a pretty smart guy who's a very good defensive coach. He definitely deserves another chance sooner than
Jackie
later.
Jackie McMahon.
And I would like to think, Frank, that it didn't take just this game for people to have Todd Bowles in mind. Now, he did get a couple of conversations with some of these coaching openings. I don't think you need to have a game like this to understand why Todd Bowles deserves another chance. That's the shame of it. We blow up these one situations, good or bad, and make determinations about these coaching. The body of work is enough for Todd Bowles to get another chance, not just this.
Frank, you said coaches get better and they get older. That's the Bruce Arians story, too. Oldest coach to ever win a Super Bowl. And yes, this was his first job. And
maybe one of those coaches on the staff will eventually replace him. Maybe that'll happen.
Gutierrez, Isola. You're not being replaced, but you're taking a back seat. We knew this all along. Clinton Yates, Jackie McMullen coming up, the weekend's tribute to Bill Belichick trying to avoid watching Brady win without him.
Love it. Look at Abel.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And you can tell me your favorite or least favorite or whatever. The Jason Alexander hoodie. Tom Brady is 4 years older than Jason Alexander was when Seinfeld ended. Clinton, best commercial, worst commercial, or meh?
For me, it's got to be State Farm because the gag works even if you're not listening to it. Jake from State Farm, me, Drake from State Farm. I'd listen to a podcast with the two of them, Jake and Drake. Let's get it.
You know what? I went out to the store this morning. I got back and I said, Alexa, turn on the tea kettle. And I was so disappointed that Michael B. Jordan wasn't in my kitchen today. That was my favorite.
Put the point, move on. If you like half times, this was your Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen. The Weeknd. Jackie, give a grade.
I liked The Weeknd a ton. I thought it was a great show. But I'll tell you what, her had me at hello with that that jazz, that electric guitar solo for An America the Beautiful. Fantastic.
As an A1, day one super fan of Abel, The Weeknd, this was an A-plus to me. The masked dancer sent the message of body positivity in Hollywood, as well as the fact that it was a nice, fun performance. We didn't have to see a bunch of people, you know, dancing around on stage, looking scantily clad. Just good music, good old time, and good guy.
Clinton Yates, incredible job today. Please take us out.
I received a message last night during the Super Bowl about a friend of ours. Pedro Gomez passed away, and for me to speak about his life as a baseball reporter in America is very simple. He's a Cuban-American whose family came over, and he covered the game from a standpoint that showed everybody that this is what we can be if we allow everybody to speak. A lot of people think of him as the guy that followed Barry Bonds. He was also the guy that in one fell swoop, if he needed to, he could say every single thing in Spanish as he needed to show people that these languages matter. His son ended up playing for Arizona and is in the Red Sox system right now. I'm going to tell a story that my friend Mitch told on Twitter today. He ran into Pedro on the street before the 15 World Series. Mitch is a Mets fan. He said he told him that. Pedro pulled out a cork from the champagne bottle that he had gotten from that locker room and gave it to Mitch on the street. Imagine what that guy would do for people he actually knew. Pedro Gomez, you would be missed tremendously by the entire baseball community.
To Sandra and Rio and Dante and Sierra, all of our love.